I tell you, midi dehevein, and meantime you chedes lekelim. In other words, it's like a bed that you have set aside to use to store kelim on it, to store utensils on it. The tanya we learned, im hoysa mitaham yuchedes lekelim, if you have a bed in your house that you don't use for sleeping purposes, you don't sleep on it, you don't rest on it, you only use the bed to store things on it. In such a case, ein tzorach lechvoysoi, and echnami then by novel, you don't have to turn over that bed. So you see, it's not a loy plug that any single bed in the house has to be turned over. It means beds that could be used, or sometimes used for sleeping, we want all those beds to be turned over. Even though it's not your private bed, but since Lamaisa, somebody sometimes uses it, we want that bed to be turned over. But if you have a dargish here that's bechlal set aside just for mazel tov, like nobody sits on it, for some Indian you have a mazel there, say if so, you don't have to turn it over, because nobody uses it, it's like a mitah that's miuchedes lekelim. So again, so far we have no kashas. Tomorrow says, Eli kasha kasha. If I do have a kasha, this is the kasha. The Tanya would not like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer. Dargish, this type of a bed, a dargish, he holds when you are an oval, mata karbitov. You have to untie the loops, untie the strings, vunayfa me'elov, and we'll soon see, means the leather falls down, the mattress itself falls down to the floor. That's what you have to do by a dargish. When you're an oval, nurse, usually you have to turn the beds over, upside down. This dargish, you don't have to turn it upside down, but by this man the Yama argues on before. Before it says, just leave it alone. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, when you have a dargish in your house and you're an oval, you can't just leave it alone, but you have to untie the straps and let it fall down. Now the Ram says, Tahayna lulu oisav, it's loops, b'yimei avolin. When you're an oval, you have to untie the loops to let the mattress fall down like. Now the question is, the dargish arsa degada. If you want to tell me this dargish is a type of a bed, just you set it aside for the mazel, for the sar, for the mazel. If so, who karbita in miyisle? Does the bed have loops? Like a normal bed doesn't have loops? The Ran says, karbita miyisle, harekishar mita suwasli. It's made like a regular bed. Says, so where do you have loops? In a normal bed, we don't have any loops. A normal bed, what you do is, with the straps, a normal bed used to be, you have a post, you have what we call a frame, and then you take straps and tie it around the frame. Mm-hmm. But the actual straps of the bed, you tie around the frame, you don't have to use loops. So if you tell me now a dargish is a regular bed, where do you have loops by a dargish? Meisle. So Gemara says, that's not such a kasha. Kiyosi Ravim, when Ravim came in, Omri said like this, She'ilte lehumi rabbonin. He asked the Rabbanin, what's pshat in a dargish? Like, what exactly is a dargish? Rav Tachlifa Bamarova Shmei. And the one that he asked, his name was Rav Tachlifa Bamarova. To have a shchichi b'shukah d'tzaloi. He used to be shchiach in the shuk where he used to sell skin. By the tannis, he used to always be around there. And mashma, this dargish had to do with skin. So he asked Rav Tachlifa Bamarova, what exactly is a dargish? For Yomalu, he answered me like this. My dargish, know what a dargish is? Arsa de tzalo. It's a leather bed. It's a bed made from leather. The mattress is made out of leather. That's the way they have this bed. But it's no steel. It's like we said before. It's a special bed you have set aside for the mazel of the house. But it's made out of leather. Ran says, Mita shel or. It was made out of skin. The tonon ritsuas, besaso, now it's very good. Used to make ritsua strings at the end of the or. Soviv, around the skin. When you wanted to use this skin for the mattress, they used to make bows of these ritsuas, these straps, the arucha samita, to the frame of the bed. Like there used to be a frame of a bed, and now you take this leather and stretch it out, and the end loops of the leather you would tie onto the bed. Okay, when you wanted to untie the loops, then the leather would fall down. And that's what it means before the loops. There were loops. You had straps attached to the leather, like a loop form, and then the loops were attached to the mita, to the frame of the bed. Now, we don't want you start to turn this bed over upside down, because then the leather would be on the ground, and it's no good for leather to get wet from the ground. Because the frame was not like higher up than the leather itself. So if you would turn this upside down, the leather would be lying on the ground. So therefore, lamala matanakama dienikafeyu. before the Tanakhama says, therefore this bed, since the mattress is made out of leather, don't turn it upside down. Because if you turn this leather bed upside down, the leather would be on the floor, and it would ruin the leather. So before the Tanakhama says, even though you're noble, leave the bed alone, don't have to touch it. But come Rabbi Gamliel, Gamliel says another reason now. Don't have to turn it upside down, but just untie the loops, and like let the leather fall down a little bit. Stama doesn't get sarun, doesn't go directly on the ground then, but that's another reason. So the kids said there's no theorem that this dargish is a bed, just it's made out of leather, and it has straps to it, that the straps are tied on to the sides of the frame of the bed. Itma, we learned like this. The Mura says, Ezehu mitav yezel dargish. What's called the regular bed, and what's called this dargish? Omer Rebbe Yirmiyah, mita a bed, misargi noisay al gava. Again, it was made out of a material, and it had straps, and they put the straps around the frame of the bed. But oisa al gaba means on top of the frame. Like you have a four-wall frame, and you'll have this mattress, whatever it's made from, and there'll be straps at the end of it, and you put the straps around the top of the frame, like normal, will go around the frame. That's called al gaba. Mashenken dargish, misargin oisa begufa. The dargish, the straps that came out of this leather, it didn't go on top of the frame, but it went mashma through the frame. It's in the frame, you had a hole, and used to put the strings through the hole downwards. That was the whole difference. Hadaran says, dargish misargin oisa begufay, sheesh nikovim be'aruchoysov. There would be holes in the frame of the bed. V'toichven ben rosh ritsuyas. And the ends of the straps, you would put through the holes of the frame, hatluyas bor. You had straps coming out of the skin, the yoins from, and it was like a loop form, and you put that through the frame. So the whole difference was that a dargish, the straps went through the frame, there was a hole in the middle of the frame, and by regular mita, there wasn't a hole there, just that put the straps on top of the frame. If that's true for the Marakasha, Meisvei Avakasha, Kli Eitz, Mi'ein Mesai, Mekablin Tumma. When is a Kli Eitz, Mekablin Tumma? When does such a Kli be Mekablin Tumma? So Mara says, Hamito V'Arisa. If you have a Mito, or you have an Arisa, a cradle, Misha Yishufum, Ba'or Hadag. When you smear the top of the frame with skin of fish. Mashmi, you want to make the top of the frame smooth, to make it shiny. So to make it shiny, the finishing touch was, you would put the skin of the fish on top of the frame of the bed. Then the frame of the bed is called complete. That's called the Gemar Kli. And that's when it's Roy Lekabel Tumah. The Kol Ponim, they used to make the frame smooth and nice. They used to put it a skin of a fish on it. Now the question is, V'i Mita. If you tell me now a regular bed, Mistar Regis. Al Gabo, where do they put the straps of the mattress? Around the top of the frame. So the top of the frame is covered up with these straps. So for what purpose do you have to bother yourself and make the frame shiny and look nice? You don't see the frame. The frame is wrapped around with the string all over. So what do I care if the frame on top has to be nice and smooth and shiny from fish skin? Like if you tell me now it's wrapped around with the string, then you don't have to make it shiny and nice. Lomeli, Shiyifas or Hadag? Like, what do you have to put the skin of the dog on the top of the frame of the bed if the frame of the bed is covered up anyway with the straps? So that would be mashma that know that even on a regular bed, you do not put the straps around the top, around the frame of the bed, but also through the frame of the bed. Also, but all beds, you have holes through the frame, and the top of the frame tack is always nice and clean and clean, so you put there a nice, fancy fish skin. That makes it look very nice. The skin of the fish, that makes your bed look very nice. But I call upon him, the straps didn't go on top of the room to fist in. The straps went inside the bed. So it's not like we just got finished saying, Mita has the straps around. Only the dargish has the straps through. So whereas an elip shots like this. It could be no. Both the bed and the dargish both have the straps going through the frame of the bed. Doesn't go on top. Both of them had holes through the frame of the bed, and the straps went through the holes. But mita iluyei v'yafukei b'vzinei. Duran aluva v'fukei b'bezoyim v'nekovim shalaruches machnis v'moitzi reishachevel. Like you cannot sew it through the holes. There were holes there on the side of the frame of the bed, and in those holes you'd put the string in and around, go in and out. That's the way it was by regular bed. Mashen came dargish, eluya viafuke, biavaksa. Biavaksa, the Ran says, it means lulois. They used to be there, they were loops. It didn't go directly, like the string of the leather, it didn't go directly into the hole of the frame of the bed, but it was a double process. There were loops coming out of the frame of the bed, and then the strings of the leather would be tied into those loops. Biavaksa, lulois, there were loops there. Tuluyan benikver rekoisov. They had ready, they had steady, permanent loops in the frame of the bed by a darvish. Uvehenen, these loops, machnisin roshu ritsuyas hatluyan besvasor. The strings coming out of the skin of the darvish, those strings would go into the loops that came out from the side of the bed. That's no difference. A regular bed didn't have loops coming out of the frame, but rather the string of the mattress itself went straight into the hole and around. Mashenken by the dargish, there were first loops coming out from the frame of the bed, and then the straps of the skin were tied onto the loops. That's the difference. Omer Rebbe Yaakov Baracha. Omer Rebbe, mito shenakliteho yoitzin. Nakliteho means a canopy on top of the bed. You used to have, let's say, you have two ends of the bed and have a post going straight up on that side, and then a post going straight across. Then you used to throw the curtain over it, like, to make a canopy on top of the bed. So if the bed had this canopy, so the sheet you could just take off. But the wood used to come up over there and come up, so if you want to turn over this bed, it won't go. You can't turn such a bed upside down. So in other words, what does an oval do in such a case? If the oval has a bed that has this mita shenakliteo yoitzin, that the two sides of the bed, in the middle of the bed, there are pieces of wood coming straight up, so how can you turn the bed over? Zoikfa v'dayev. You just have to leave it alone. Zoikfa means... Could we just have to stand it up then, maybe, right? You don't have to turn it upside down. Zoikfa v'dayev. Just stand it up and leave it. Because you can't turn it over. Omer Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. Omer Rabbi Shubin. Leiv yalach v'shimun gamliel. It's like a pasuk like v'shimun gamliel. The what there before, but a dargish, mata kabita v'yunofum yelov. The pasuk came by an oval, but not like the Tanakhama said, if you have this dargish, just leave it alone. But no, we hold the Shimon Gamliel, if you're an oval, and you have a dargish in your house, you can't just leave it alone, but you have to be Mata Karbitov. You have to untie the loops and let the skin fall down.
So that's the Mishnah.
Hanoi dem in the ear. If somebody makes an Issa Neder not to go into the city, can't go into LA, is Muta Likones Petchuma. He's allowed to go into the Tchum 2,000 Amis outside the city. That's called the Tchum Ir. That's not called part of the city. So you made a Nisan Eder not to come into the city. In the Tchum of the city, you're allowed to come in. But we also Likonis Bibura. In the Ibura, it's lush like an Ibu, like a lady that's pregnant. The outskirts of the city, that is also to go into. That's called 70 Amis. The 70 Amis right outside the city, that's called part of the city. That you're also to come into. Aval hanoidim min habayis, if someone makes an itzah neder not to go into this house, is also min ha'agaf ulufnim. He's also to go into the house from the doorpost and inside. In other words, where the door closes, from that portion, that's called inside the house, you can't go in that. But what's outside the door, even though it's on your scoop, it's on your porch, it's elevated, it's steps going up, that's called outside the house, that you're allowed to go onto. When you make an itzah neder not to go into the house, Yonimin min agal of nim, from where the door closes, the doorpost and inwards, that's what's also to go into. But outside the doorpost, even though you're on the porch, that you're allowed to go into. So the Mara Minolan, how do I know now? The Ibura de Mosra Kamosadami. How do I know that the outside 70 Amis of the city, the outskirts of the city, is considered like the city? Tell me the Tchum Takir is not. But how do I know the Ibura is here? The Ran said, like, Yelishwamina, Bibura Teich Ayin Amma. Vishirayim show you, yeah, that's in Gemara. So Gemara says, Omer Reb Yechanan. The Yom HaKro, the Postik says, by Yeshua, it says, by Yehi, by Yos, Yeshua, by Yerichoy. That Yeshua was inside Yerichoy. So Kasher is, my Yerichoy, what do you mean Yeshua was inside Yerichoy? This was before they had the Mechama. Before they started to fight with Yerichoy, the Postik says he was inside Yerichoy. So if you want to tell me, by Yerichoy, Mamish, the Postik says, the Yerichoy Sageris Musageris, that had a wall around it, it wasn't possible to go in, so Yeshua couldn't get inside Yerichoy. So what does the Postik mean by he be Yosi Yeshua Berichoy, that Yeshua was inside Yerichoy? Elephim, here's the proof, Shemamina, the Ibura, that that it means he was right on the outskirts of Yerichai. He was within 70 Amis outside Yerichai. That's considered like Yerichai itself. So here's the proof that the outskirts of the city is like the city itself. For the Gemara, if so, Eima Afilu Betchuma. Maybe, how do you know he's 70 Amis only? Maybe it's even 2,000 Amis outside. Like maybe the whole Tchum of the city is also called part of the city. But here you have a proof, even though Yeshua was outside the city, it's called like he was inside the city. So what's the proof? It's only the outskirts, the 70 Amis. Maybe it's even up until the Tchum also. Maybe a Tchum is also called part of the city for the Halachas of Nedarim. Mor says, no, that's a post in the Torah that says, Oksiv, Bitchum, it says by Hilchos Tchum, Omadoise Mechutz Liyir. It says there by the Or Leviim, it says that it's called outside the city. Omidoise Mechutz Liyir, that's called outside the city already. But the Ram says, Alma Tchum Ir, that if you count the Tchum, the 2,000 Amis, that's considered Chutz Liyir Mikri. The Yenim in the Ir, that's not called part of the house. So therefore, that's not called part of the city. Therefore, the city is only called at the most, the Ibura. Like those are the two shiurim we have. We have a shiur of a tchum, which we know is 2,000 amis, and there's also a loch of ibura shalir, the right outside the outskirts, that's 70 amis. So you only have these two shiurim. So the shiur of tchum, the pasuk calls it chutzlir. So therefore, when the pasuk by Yeshua says that even though he was outside, it's considered like he's inside, we'll say a svar, it only means ibura shalir. It means the 70 amis outside is still considered like inside. Then the Mishnah says, "Anoydim in a bayis." If you're making this net not to go inside the house, you should know, "Einu aselim in agav lefnim." You're only also to go from the doorpost and inside, but outside the doorpost, that's considered like outside, even though it's under the porch. Still, it's called outside. So that's the Gemara. Avim in agav lechutz, but from the doorpost outside, loy, even though it's on the top stoop. That's not called part of the house. That's called you're outside the house. This Gemara says, Master Rav Mori. Rav Mori is the Kasha. Says in the Pasha, Vayetzai HaKoyim in Abayis. If a Koyim first goes into the house and sees a Negev, he sees that the Negev on the walls of the house. So Pasuk says the Koyim has to first leave the house, go outside the house, and then he calls the house Tommy. So Pasuk says, Vayetzai HaKoyim in Abayis. The Koyim has to first leave the house. So where it says, Yochel, I would think, Yelech lebeis of Yisker, that means the Kohen has to go home to his house and close the door, and then he can be metame of the house. It's not enough just to go outside this house, but maybe the Kohen has to go home. Yelech lebeis of Yisker. Maybe when the pasuk says to close the door means he has to go home. And Ram says, how do you do that? Oh no, Yelech lebeis of Yisker, he has to go home and then close the door of that house. Maybe he has to have a fishing rod with him. He has to tie the string onto the door, and he has to go to his house, and when he gets home, then he'll pull the string and close the door. Maybe that's what the pasuk means. Talmud loyman noah pesach abayis. The Kohen only has to go to the front of the house. That's all. So, the mashma shetzorach lamoid ala pesach b'shas hefka. Mashma, the Kohen has to be standing in front of the house when he closes the door. So all he has to do is go outside of this house, and outside, when he closes the door, he says a summit. Now, Iyal Pesach HaBayis are just from the Pesach to be in front of the house. Yochlai would think, Yam Matachas HaMashkif, he could stand underneath the top post of the door. What do you call this here? The top part of the doorway. Huh? Frame, under the frame of the door. Yochlai Yam Matachas HaMashkif, the Yaska, that's enough. Talmud loymim in abayis. No, he has to get out of the house. Achiyetzim in abayis kula. He has to be outside the house completely. Okay, so what does that mean? Oymed b'tzad ha-mashkif v'yiskor. He has to be outside of the frame and then close the door. He's not allowed to be underneath the frame of the door, but he has to be outside the frame of the door and then he closes the door and then he can say the bayis is tummy. Ominayin, how do we know? Shim holach lebeisa v'hiskor. How do we know, Taka, if he did the eved, if he went home to his own house, and then he closed the door? Oishom ha-tachas ha-mashkev should be mistam v'hiskor. Shezgira muskor. How do we know, b'di eved, if he taka stood underneath the post of the door and closed the door, that's also good? Talmud loyma v'hiskor asabayis mikomokim. But anyway, he does it, it's okay. But that's not l'katchila. The katchila should be outside the frame of the door and then close the house. So here you see that what's called outside the house, outside the frame of the door. Like it's not enough to be outside the door, even though you're still underneath the frame. And now Mishnah Smashma, that if you close the door and you're outside the door, even though it's still on the top frame that's sticking out, that's still called Bachutz outside. And here at Smashma, no, here at Smashma you have to be totally outside the top frame of the first of the door. Even though the door is closed, you can't be underneath the top frame, but you have to be outside the top frame. So according to Stira, Tamara says no, Shani Gabi Bayis, over here it's different. There's Siv Minha Bayis. Since the egg is an extra pasuk like min habayis, here it says the kohen has to be completely outside the house. So to be completely min habayis, that means totally outside the frame, the top frame of the door. But if you don't have to be min habayis, you just make a nedi, you can't come inside the house, where does the house start? From inside the door. As long as you're outside the door, even though you're underneath the top frame part, that will still be mutter, that's still called chutz min habayis.